the global connection between sympathizers, terrorist sympathizers, and these organizations seems to me to be a lot stronger than we maybe even think it is. And, you know, I think we for a while have thought that maybe we're over the hump, if you will, when it comes to terrorism, and have maybe been looking at other things. I know that the U.S. has taken this turn towards what it calls the great powers conflicts, et cetera, and resources, I believe, have been moved away from the terror fight. But that, I'm wondering about the soundness of that logic at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that is really important to me and my organization, the Counter Extremism Project, to point out that, yes, the great power competition is a very, very important political topic. This is actually what can bring down our countries, our systems. Terrorism, in the way that we experience it right now, apart from right-wing extremism, who has the potential if it would grow unchecked in the next couple of years, but Islamist terrorism has nowhere near the capacities to bring America down or a European country down. It can, however, inflict a lot of damage through even lone actor attacks. And a steady stream of those will have the cumulative effect of a large-scale complex attacks like we saw them in past years. What we have done in the last, I would say, 5 to 6 years, but particularly since 2021, is we have withdrawn as an international community, the US, but also the Europeans, from some of the key areas where terrorism is happening these days, from Afghanistan, but also the French withdrawal and the European reduction in activities in West Africa. We have a resurgence of Al-Shabaab in East Africa. We have new ISIS provinces in Central Africa. All of these places, terrorism continues to happen. And if you look at the world through the lens of a terrorist sympathizer, then the last 2 years were by no means a story of defeat or withdrawal. It was a story of success. Yes, of course, Al-Qaeda lost Zawahiri. ISIS lost multiple of its khalifs. However, they have won essentially in their mind in Afghanistan against the entire international community. They have won against the French and the European forces in West Africa. So terrorism looks very, very, very successful in various reiterations around the globe for these sympathizers. And these people do not just consume news about America. They're radicalizing. The material comes from all over the world. And both Al-Qaeda, as well as the Taliban, as well as the Islamic State, put out their propaganda in multiple languages, always, however, also in English. So it's easy for them to consume this kind of material and get the impression that they're actually winning. Now, there is a lot better counterterrorism cooperation than there was 20 years ago. There's better cooperation between governments. There's better data exchange between intelligence services, between airlines, between banks and financial institutions, between customs authorities. So it's harder to plan this large-scale event. But we have reduced one really central element, which in my mind was key to preventing a large-scale, long-term planned attack like we saw in 9/11 or in Madrid or in London or at Bataclan in 2015. We've taken off the foot of the pedal that puts executive pressure in the operational areas of the terrorists.
Yeah.
We need to have resources and capacities there, which we simply no longer have because we've withdrawn. And so out of area can do much, but it's not the same as making sure that Al-Qaeda and Islamic State terrorists feel hunted every single day, which prevents them from planning.
Yeah. You said, as we were preparing for this interview, that this reminds you a lot of what took place in the 1990s. Would you explain what that means?
Look, I mean, if you think back on the 1990s, right? So we had Palestinian terrorism really no longer be an issue because we had the Oslo agreements. We had the Good Friday agreements. So IRA in Europe was no longer really an issue. They were now integrating. So there was this feeling, is terrorism still relevant? State-sponsored terrorism from the Soviet Union side finished. Carlos and these kind of reiterations of that kind of terrorism. Is terrorism really an issue? And is it not just a nuisance that just happens, you know, every once in a while we'll see an attack, but nothing really of significance, and it's relegated to places that are far away and very weird, like Afghanistan, Pakistan. These places were really a little understanding of what was going on was really seen. And we collectively as governments seem to have underestimated that we saw a complete new formation of global terrorism under the label of Al-Qaeda, with absolutely a new, brand new ideology, like the Islamic State is now, with a new ambition to attack us at home, not just our interests in foreign countries. And we missed that because we simply didn't look.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.